Students in the class of 2015 from the Illinois Schools for the Deaf and Visually Impaired are preparing for graduation ceremonies today. ISD Principal Christine Goodeal has been at the high school for the past decade, with 26 students set to graduate. She says the class is slightly smaller than previous years, but will be one to remember at ISD.
They are a fun-loving and energetic group. We have several student leaders who have participated in leadership conferences, so we're fortunate to have sent several students to several different events.
Rajan Townsell will serve as valedictorian for the class. Goodeal says Townsell plans on attending Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. Goodeal says several students already have plans for life after high school.
We have several that are going on to college in education, in early childhood. We have several going straight to work. We have some graphic designers.
Graduation for both ISD and ISVI students will be held today in the gymnasiums of the schools.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does he know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who knows who, another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance Company, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will know you and protect you. Visit Diamond Brothers Insurance in Jacksonville and Root House or call 243-8000.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. Your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Hello, Barfield Carpets. I need y'all to come fix my TV.
This is Barfield Carpets, sir. We don't fix TVs,
but your ad said I'd get 150 channels.
This is not the cable company. We do offer great service. If you need flooring, we'll bring our samples to your home. You should have fixed my TV right the first time. If you give great service, but we don't fix TVs. You've dialed the wrong number again.
If I had the right number, boy, I'd be watching 150 channels.
Don't get your wires crossed. The right number for first quality carpets and first quality installation is Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
A Jacksonville man arrested for home invasion from an incident earlier this year will serve time in the Illinois Department of Corrections. 25-year-old Trenton Jackson of the 1100 block of North Clay pleaded guilty to drug delivery and possession of a weapon by a felon charges yesterday in Morgan County Court. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Morgan County State's Attorney Bobby Bongean says the sentences will run concurrently because Jackson was out on bond from the drug charges, which were filed in 2013. The home invasion charge stemming from a January 20th, 2015 arrest was dropped as part of the plea deal. City police responded to a shots fired call near Jackson's residence that night and then responded to a home invasion and robbery call in the 1000 block of Hackett. Jackson was believed to be one of the robbers, and the two incidents were apparently connected. The home invasion charge was a Class X felony, while the weapons charge was a Class 3. Bongean says other drug charges and traffic offenses were also dropped in the deal. Jackson was represented by public defender Tom Piper. Two Jacksonville men are under arrest for allegedly making drugs in a vehicle. 22-year-old Aaron Durham of the 900 block of Northeast and 24-year-old James Schmidt of Root House were arrested by Jacksonville police at 12:45 this morning for participation in methamphetamine manufacturing and possession of meth manufacturing materials. Police say Durham, the driver, was pulled over in a traffic stop and also arrested for driving with a suspended license. Police reportedly found materials used to make meth in the car in what was described as a one-pot operation. Schmidt and Durham remain in custody. Morgan County deputies made one arrest last night. 23-year-old Dylan Watkins of the 200 block of Hardin was arrested at Superior and Clay at around 11 p.m. for possession of cannabis. Watkins has been released on bond. A Jacksonville man has pleaded guilty to public indecency charges near Quincy School. WGEM reports 47-year-old Larry Ryan was arrested last October after allegedly pulling down his pants and performing a lewd act across from the school, according to witnesses. Sentencing for Ryan is set for July 22nd. Having small amounts of marijuana would no longer be a criminal offense in Illinois under a bill advancing towards the governor's desk. David Stewart reports.
The Illinois Senate joined the House in voting to reduce penalties for getting caught with a small amount of marijuana. Under the bill, having 15 grams or less would mean a fine of $125. No court time, no criminal record. Sponsor Mike Nolan says the goal is to keep minor offenses out of the already overcrowded courts and jails and to bring the law in line with reality.
People do imbibe in this. People do use this. And it should not be something that is a scarlet letter on not only their social lives, but also their professional lives as well.
After a few more minor revisions, the bill will be ready for the governor's desk. David Stewart, Chicago.
The state's largest employee union is telling its members that Governor Rauner wants to freeze their pay and cut holiday and vacation time. The State Journal Register reports that was the message in a notice sent out by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The bulletin also reportedly notes the administration is asking for deep cuts in health care coverage that would drive up the costs to members by some 500%. There's been no comment so far from the administration.
Spell better banking. FSB, fast, secure, better. TCO, timely, convenient, organized. FSBTCO.com. Banking online at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. You're going to love having access to your bank 24/7. Transfer funds, check your balances, even pay bills from any computer, anytime, anywhere. Now, how sweet is that? FSBTCO.com. It's better banking at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Taking a look at news notes this morning, while we told you about ISD, ISVI graduations, here are the other ceremonies that are planned for the class of 2015 today. Congratulations to all students that are walking. Schools West Fair, Triopia, Franklin, Carrollton, Meridosha, Winchester, and Bluffs High Schools. Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living is hosting a Low Vision Fair today at the First Christian Church on South Main. Two featured speakers scheduled to appear, Dr. David Dodwell, Illinois Retina Center of Springfield, sharing information about new treatments for a variety of eye diseases, and Dr. Jason McDowell, International Eye Care Center of Jacksonville, talking about low vision exams. Registration begins at 8:30, and the speakers begin at 9 o'clock. The event is open to the public at no charge.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.